the rest of the story. The city worker flagged down the policeman. "You see that fellow?" the former told the latter. The policeman nodded. "Well, he has a funny accent," the street worker said. The officer replied, "So?" The street worker added that the stranger, walking away from them, had asked instructions to the railroad station. "The railroad station?" the street worker repeated. "Everybody in town knows where the railroad station is." So the policeman caught up with the stranger and asked for some identification. The man calmly said he'd left his ID at home. Only the address the man gave was in the opposite direction that he was pointing. So the officer said, "Please come with me." And then it was all over. More than a month after one of the most daring prisoner of war escapes in the history of World War II, the last escapee was apprehended Sunday, January 28, 1945. For you see, the stranger who had asked directions of a suspicious street worker was not just passing through town. He was the Navy captain who had masterminded the great Christmas Eve escape of 1944. Fluent in three languages, he was certain that he could navigate the enemy's culture. But he was no match for the enemy's geography. That brings us to the rest of the story. It had been a tunnel escape from the POW camp. An incredible escape. Like the fictional bumbling Nazis who ineptly guarded Hogan's heroes, the guards at this real-life prison camp became unwitting accessories. They permitted their prisoners, at the suggestion of the Navy captain, to make a recreation field for volleyball games, so the growing pile of dirt was scarcely noticed. The entrance shaft was concealed by a portable coal bin outside a bathhouse. The labor required three men, one to dig, a second to remove the soil, a third to scatter the soil over the new volleyball court. It took the prisoners some 3 months to excavate the 14-foot deep, 178-foot long tunnel, and at last, the momentous night arrived. 25 prisoners were to make a run for it. They began at 2100 hours in the cold and rainy darkness of a December 23. By 02:30 Christmas Eve, the last designated prisoner was freed. It was 17 hours before the camp guards realized what had happened, and then only because one of the escapees had panicked and turned himself in. Even so, the rest variously surrendered or were rounded up within days, until only the crafty captain who had planned it all remained at large. He hid in caves near town. He slept in hotel lobbies. He ate when and whatever he could, and then after more than a month on the run, he was arrested and re-imprisoned until the end of the war. And he is alive today at the age of 94. Yet even still, the great-grandchildren of Captain Jürgen Wattenberg beseech him to retell the true tale of the great Christmas Eve escape of 1944, when he and 24 intrepid comrades fled their POW camp at Papago Park near downtown Phoenix, Arizona. That's right, the escapees were German officers in an American POW camp. And one thing more, the United States Army chose the otherwise inconvenient location of Phoenix for that camp because the caliche soil in that vicinity was impossible to tunnel through. Of course, now you know they were wrong, because now you know the rest of the story.